Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk. On demand audio.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Taylor Swift has been named the second greatest pop star of the 21st century by Billboard magazine, surpassing icons like Rihanna, Drake, and Lady Gaga. Now, they haven't said who the number one spot is, but everybody pretty much knows already, if you want to take a guess.
Beyonce?
Yeah. It is Beyonce.
I was almost going to say, I hope it's not her. She's just not. Why? Why?
I don't know.
For $1 million, you too can get her to endorse you. She's for sale. Really? Her endorsement's for sale, right? Unbelievable. Yes, but she won't sing, but she'll endorse you.
Now,
that would have been another $10 million.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sing.
It looks like Billboard's getting a little bit of backlash over her ranking, that being Taylor Good. Swift from the Swifties, and then, of course, then you have the Beehive coming after them. And
well, I would argue, even though I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, I would argue Taylor Swift deserves to be at the top over Beyonce.
But it's the last 25 years, though, so it's not like in the last year or two.
Still.
Taylor's been popular for a decade.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why it's 25 years, not just the last 10.
I still disagree.
Okay.
New details have emerged about Liam Payne's final hours before his tragic death at the Buenos Aires Hotel, raising questions about the events leading up to the incident. Closed caption TV footage shows Payne being carried to his room by hotel staff, appearing conscious but unwilling to return to his room. Hours later, he fell to his death, with police suggesting he may have attempted to escape via the balcony because they found a bag containing alcohol and pills beforehand, like that had been dropped. Payne, reportedly under the influence of drug and alcohol, have been acting erratically the days prior, and the autopsy did rule out foul play. So I think he was trying to climb out.
Is there a high rise in America that does not have security cameras pointed at their balconies? Wouldn't you think they would just do that for like legal reasons?
But this is Argentina.
Well, I know that, but I'm a little surprised that at a fancy hotel like that, they wouldn't have had the same thing.
Well, it was also only the third floor.
Well, this is true. Not much of a drop.
Unless you're really high.
30 feet, what? Yeah. I mean, you can see you breaking your legs, but unless you landed on your head, that probably wouldn't be fatal.
Don't a lot of the high-rises, I mean, they don't even have a balcony for this very reason.
Right. Well, a lot of the hotels.
You can't even open the windows. Yeah.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are at it again. They have signed two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell to a five-year, $182 million deal, bolstering their rotation after winning the World Series. Snell, who is only 32, is coming off a stellar season with the San Francisco Giants, where he rebounded from a slow start to post a 1.23 ERA in his final 14 starts, including a no-hitter.
He's not happy about this.
Yo,
this is
Mo,
ridiculous.
Where are you?
Yo. Oh, he's not going to do anything. You can preach that all you want. That's not happening.
Sorry.
I did find this fun fact out. This is the 12th $100 million contract the Dodgers have given out, and five of those 12 have come since 2023.
Wow.
Where is this money coming from? I mean, I know the billionaires, owners, but
biggest media market in the country, I mean, besides New York. It's got to be, right?
LA is. Yeah. LA is absolutely. I remember LA being number two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Ethan said, why watch MLB anymore?
You don't have to. It's just an all-star game in the Dodgers. Like, seriously, who's going to compete against
them? Yeah, but I mean, the Dodgers,
Yankees,
so
and
I don't
the
watch
Mets.
The Dodgers.
But they've only won once since they started doing
exactly.
This.
Yeah, exactly. It's not automatic. They've had seasons.
You still got to play the games.
They've kind of sucked.
Yeah. But then you're going to get teams like the Pirates and maybe ours who aren't spending any money whatsoever because they have no chance of getting these players.
We're not going to ever compete with that.
True. Whatever.
We used to have a farm team.
Rant over. The Oregon Trail, the iconic computer game from the 1980s, is being adapted into an action comedy movie by Apple. Originally created as a teaching tool in 1971, the game became a worldwide phenomenon and is part of the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Spoiler alert, they're all going to die from dysentery.
No.
Who?
That's dysentery.
Oh, yes.
That was my generation.
That's the meme.
I used to play the Oregon Trail. Everyone did die from dysentery.
Guess what's going to happen?
I mean this with all the respect in the world, but that was around when that was big for you guys?
It was huge.
It came out in 1974.
Oh.
We literally got time in school, like in our classroom, to go play that.
Really?
Yeah.
They would, computers were new.
Give us, we had brand new computers for the first time ever. And they'd be like, you get 15 minutes.
Console.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, back then they had abacus.
Back then they didn't have computers.
You two acting like you're that much younger than me. Get the hell out of here.
What about me, though? Do I get to say that?
Yeah, you do. You get to say that.
I didn't say anything.
Not those two.
It looks like the Blue Man Group, known for its unique blend of comedy music and acrobats, will end its long-running residency in New York and Chicago with the final shows on February 2nd and January 5th, respectively. After over 30 years of quirky, genre-defying performances at Manhattan's Astropolis Theater, the group cited challenges facing live theater, including the lasting impact of COVID-19 and competition from streaming services. So that's why they're wrapping it up.
The lasting impact of COVID-19.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Maybe people aren't still going out. Who knows?
Maybe they've just lost interest and they've been doing the same thing for 30 years.
They need an excuse.
Well, are they still going to be in Vegas?
It didn't say.
So, yes.
So, you guys have all... I've seen them in person.
No,
yeah. They will continue performance in Vegas, Orlando, and Boston.
It is a cool show, but it's kind of creepy because they, at one point, at least in our show, they climbed the backs of the chairs into the audience.
Oh, really?
To come get people. Oh,
you saw it at the Fox?
I don't remember where. I think a different city. It was years ago.
John Tenswood, he's the world's oldest living man at 112 years old. Well, he was. He passed away at a care home in northeast England. He was born in August 26th of 1912, and he became the record holder on April after the previous title holder died at 114.
Wow.
So congratulations,
Sam, how old is the new guy?
Well, he was 112. There is a woman that is 116 that's in Japan. She's still living. So she's the oldest person.
Clean living. I love the ones that live to 115 and say, I drink a bottle of whiskey every day.
Who was that guy of Grumpy Old Men?
Yeah.
Bacon every meal.
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding. That could have been. Could have been for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.